The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. And of course, you know what that means. Fridays, we open the phones. We can talk about basically anything you want to talk about. It's that easy. Just give me a call, 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. But before we do anything else, I've got a lot of stories to share with you. A lot of stories to share. An update on Coach Kennedy out in Washington State and how he fared with the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. I've got Ohio news. I've got all kinds of news to share with you. But I got to give you some wonderful news. If you were listening yesterday was Bible League Day on Bob Burney Live, and I challenged you to meet a $6,000 matching grant from Dobo Insurance in Westerville. Tom Dobo graciously put up $6,000 and said he would match every dollar that was given up to $6,000. When we left the air yesterday, we were getting close. Well, you continued to give, and you gave, and you gave, and you gave. Now, when we met the $6,000 level, it automatically became $12,000 because we met the matching grant. Are you with me? So to meet the $6,000, it immediately became $12,000. But you continued to give. And right now, you have given $14,245. $14,245. I am so excited. I am so thrilled. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. For your generosity. But our campaign is not over. Nope. I would love to see us go much, much, much higher. We have met our goal. Praise God for that. But folks, I come to you every year for the Bible League. And not only do we reach our goal, we exceed it because this is all about getting God's word out to the world. This year, the emphasis is Africa. So our total goal was $12,000, $6,000 matching grant, your $6,000. But We are now at $14,245. Here's the good news. The $6,000 matching grant is gone, but there is still a matching grant on the table from the Bible League. So every dollar that is given from here on will be doubled. So today, if you would call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Every dollar you give will be doubled. Or you can go to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and click on the Bible League banner. Tammy in Columbus did that early this morning. So God bless you, Tammy. She went to thewordcolumbus.com. She is the first to give today, either by phone or online. So, Tammy, in Columbus, you have started the giving today. So, who will be first to either call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or go online to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Bible League. I've got the call centers up on my computer. It takes a few minutes for me to get the report, but I should be able to tell you very soon who starts the giving today. Let's see how far we can go. We're at over $14,000. Certainly, we can make it to $15,000. Would you like to give? $5 a Bible, but with the matching grant, every $5 is two Bibles. Every dollar is doubled. All right, I'm going to get in the news. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Again, I can't wait to see who is going to be first today to provide Bibles through the Bible League. Well, we have been watching the case of Coach Joe Kennedy out in the state of Washington, Bremerton High School in Washington. You're probably familiar with the case a few years ago. Coach Kennedy, just on his own, at the conclusion of their high school football game, went out to the center of the field, 50-yard line, and quietly knelt. Didn't tell anybody, didn't invite anybody, and he didn't even pray out loud. He just went out to the center of the field, and he wanted to thank God for the game, that there was safety and so forth. Well, after doing that several times, some of his players came to him and said, "Coach, what are you doing?" He says, "I'm just thanking God for the good game." They asked him, "Can we join you?" And his response, and this is very, very important, his response was, "This is America. Of course you can if you want to." So they said, "We want to." And the next game, there were more players. And the next game, there were more players. And the next game, there were even more players. And then the opposing team's players began joining Coach Kennedy in the center of the field. And then someone, a person, complained. "Separation of church and state. He is forcing those little children to pray. He is pushing his religion down their throat." No, it was completely voluntary. So anyway, at first the school district stood behind him, and then there was pressure from the ACLU and the Freedom from Religion Foundation, and so the school reversed themselves and said, "Oops, we're sorry. Coach Kennedy, now you got to stop." Coach Kennedy says, I'm not going to stop. This is America. I have freedom of religion too. Just because I'm a teacher doesn't mean I lose my freedom of religion." So he refused. He got fired. It has been winding its way through the courts. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals moved or judged against him. It went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court sent it back to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. They have ruled again against the coach. Now, here's why. This is where it gets really, really bizarre. The judge for the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, who wrote the majority opinion, said, here's the reason why they ruled against Coach Kennedy. Quote, Kennedy's attempt to draw nationwide attention to his challenge to the district showed that he was not engaging in private prayer. They ruled against him not for the prayer, not for what he was disciplined for, but because he made public his challenge. Well, he took it to court. How in the world could he keep that private? He took it to court. Of course it was reported on in the news media. But Judge Mylon Smith actually wrote this. Kennedy's attempt to draw nationwide attention to his challenge to the district showed that he was not engaging in private prayer. Instead, he was engaging in public speech of an overtly religious nature while performing his job duties. I'm not a judge. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a legal expert, but that is absolutely dumb. I do have a little bit of common sense. Because he made his injustice public, that means that the private prayer that he prayed on the football field was not private, because he got fired for it and he took him to court. Can somebody make sense of that for me? That is just absolutely idiotic, in my opinion. The attorneys for Judge Kennedy say, nope, we're not going away. We're going to appeal it, and we're going to try to take it to the Supreme Court again. So it's not over. What a sad judgment. It wasn't private prayer, because when he was told he couldn't, he talked about it. What? Oh, my goodness. All right. Hey, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Love to hear from you. But the Bible League is 800-YES-WORD.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Well, good news, bad news. Here's the good news that I want to share with you. Rick in Columbus has begun the giving today for the Bible League. Rick is the first person to call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I hope Rick is the first of many that will call 800-YES-WORD and make as big a pledge as you possibly can to provide Bibles for Africa through the Bible League at $5 apiece. Well, that's not correct. There is a matching grant on the table. Every dollar is doubled, so your $5 will provide two Bibles. Yep. So, Rick, God bless you. He is the first to call today. But online, Tammy in Columbus was the first to go online and click on the Bible League banner at thewordcolumbus.com. So Rick and Tammy, they have started things rolling today. We are at, we're right at $14,300. I'd love to see us hit at least $15,000 very, very quickly. All right, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. A little bit of bad news. The Buckeyes are down to Oral Roberts University at halftime. Now, don't tune over now. It's halftime. There's nothing to see. I'll keep you updated. But it's 36-33. They're down by 3 points. Low-scoring game. But right now, the Ohio State Buckeyes are down to Oral Roberts University at halftime. So the TV station is flashing, upset alert! It's a little early for that. But anyway, that'll get you up to date on that. Elections do have consequences. I won't go there. Here's the headline. Ford plans to move new project from Avon Lake plant to Mexico. In a letter dated today, the United Auto Workers have informed workers at the Avon Lake Ford plant that the plan by Ford is to move major operations from the Ohio plant to Mexico. Now, in 2019, the UAW says Ford promised to invest $900 million in a new project at the Avon Lake plant, and that was set to begin production in 2023. The agreement also included, quote, a complete revitalization of the facility. Be a huge boost in the arm of Northeast Ohio, but that agreement, and I don't want to get overly political on this, but you can't help it. That agreement was made when Donald Trump was president and his pro-business policies were in effect. I'm not a prophet nor the son of the prophet, and I'm certainly not an expert on economic affairs, but I predict this will be the first of many U.S. manufacturing plants that are going to flee America and they're going to head to Mexico or someplace else. We saw this during the Obama administration. We saw companies come back to America under the Trump administration. I think we're going to see the reversal again, and I think this will sadly be the first of probably many American companies that will abandon America. Higher taxes, more rules and regulations, higher energy costs. Yeah, elections have consequences, and I think this is the first of probably many economic downturns that we will see here in the state of Ohio, and we will see across the country. Now, can I absolutely prove that Ford changed their mind because of Biden being elected? No, of course not. But I have read the opinion of a whole bunch of experts. I am not one of them, but they are all in agreement. The Biden administration is not nearly as job-friendly and business-friendly. In fact, many are predicting that the Biden administration is literally going to become the enemy of America's business community. Does not bode well for the future. But elections do have consequences. Hey, Bible League is 800-YES-WORD. Who'll be next to give? 800-YES-WORD.